From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Micron Technology announced this morning that it will build its new $15 billion computer chip manufacturing plant in Boise. Now, Micron says it will create 2,000 direct jobs and more than 17,000 new American jobs by 2030. The company will get federal tax support thanks to the Chips and Science Act and support from the Idaho legislature. BoiseDev.com has been reporting on the possibility of this plant since November, and they have been following the story ever since. And the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, Don Day, is joining us now. Hi, Don.
Hi, Gemma. Good morning. Good noon hour.
Good noon hour. Okay. So, Don, when did all of this start? I mean, literally, take us back to November, basically almost 10 months ago.
Yeah. So we'd had a colleague say, "Hey, what's going on at the city? Everybody's scrambling around on something, and meetings keep getting canceled. And what's that about?" And I went, "I don't know." but we did what we always do, and we started to ask questions. And Boise Dev's Margaret Carmel and I have been tag teaming this. And in November, we had two sources who were familiar with this tell us that the city was talking to Micron about a possible expansion here. And we went, oh, they couldn't be named for the record. And mm-hmm. we don't generally use that type of sourcing. However, this is a situation where it's a very big potential project, something that we think needed public scrutiny throughout. And we reported what we knew, which was that the city was working on something, that Mayor Lauren McLean had been traveling for some sort of economic attraction, and that sources were telling us that it was Micron. And we didn't know if Micron would build something here or what, but we've written, I think, 10 stories since then on all sorts of different angles, including the Idaho legislature passing incentives for semiconductor manufacturing. And I don't have the number right in front of me, but the Idaho Department of Commerce prepared a report for the legislature last year. And they said, you know, if you pass this bill for tax breaks for semiconductor expansion, there could be a small, a medium, and a large project. And the small was like, you know, $100,000. The medium was like $300,000. And then the large was this like super specific number of like $10,323,058. That's not what the number was, but it was this like really strangely specific number, right? And so mm-hmm. we said, well, gee, that looks like Micron. And Department of Commerce pushed back a couple of times. It was like, we can't say that, you know, we just put together some examples. And I was like, okay, I understand that, but boy, that's a specific example. We picked up another source along the way that basically said that the company had been developing plans for the plant in Boise. I interviewed Boise Mayor Lauren McLean on our podcast in January, and I asked her about it. And mm-hmm. she laughed and said, "Oh, Don, you know I can't talk about that." And I went, "Well, that's an interesting answer." And then she went into some detail about why the city would want to attract something like Micron. Fast forward, Micron worked really hard to get incentives from the federal government in an act mm-hmm. that was passed last month or in July called Chips and Science that gave it tax breaks to relocate manufacturing of memory chips to the U.S. And after that, again, Mayor McLean was at the signing ceremony for that at the White House, and the city put out a statement saying that McLean was going to be there, which of course made everybody go, Last week, the company, it was revealed, was looking for incentives in outside of Austin, Texas. Right. And at first we went, oh, interesting. Maybe this is going to be Texas. But as we dug into what they were doing there, the company said, we're just trying to keep options open. We aren't necessarily expanding in Austin, and was very clear to say that we shouldn't read too much into that. And then today, this morning, the company announced, as you said, that it would build a $15 billion with a B manufacturing plant in Boise. That's no small potatoes. We covered a lot of projects here, and I would say most of them are not bigger than $100 million in our market. The Simplot building downtown is one of the largest in the last few years, Simplot and Jump. And I want to say that was $150 million. And so you're looking at a factor of between $150 million to $15 billion. This is a major, major deal.
So, Don, let's talk a little bit about what we know so far. Okay. So we know what? 2,000 direct jobs. But then what is this other, what they're calling 17,000 American jobs? Does that mean?
Yeah, so we don't know enough. The news release was a little vague. Micron has said that they'll spend up to $40 billion and that there might be some additional investments in the U.S. We believe that 2,000 jobs number is a cumulative number for all of its investments. And so I don't know that we'll see all 2,000 here in the Treasure Valley, although I do think we'll see a large number. Micron has for a long time been the largest private employer in Idaho. The biggest employer is the state of Idaho. The second biggest employer is St. Luke's Health System. But when you look at private employers, Micron is the biggest. This would add to those ranks. And we've taken questions in recent weeks of like, where are all these people going to come from? And Micron announced a whole passel of things today, including a tie-up with College of Western Idaho to help students be ready for an apprenticeship program. It said it would deepen partnerships with higher learning institutions in the state. It said it was going to increase its spending on K-12 programs in STEM, and it would focus on underrepresented and rural students in the state. And so it appears that Micron has a plan to find workers of all stripes that can come help build these computer chips. And, you know, I think that the last big news of a lot of jobs coming to the Treasure Valley was Amazon. And Amazon has a very significant building in Nampa. The jobs pay around $15 an hour, but they have really high churn. Those jobs are tough. It's a lot of walking and physical labor, and they seem to be turning people over pretty quick. Micron jobs are similar in some ways. These fabrication manufacturing jobs are just that, manufacturing. I think the difference is Micron's salaries are often very high and very often six-figure salaries because they need highly skilled workers. And so it's a different kind of employee needed and is a sector of our economy that I think, like, I don't want to give an opinion. I try and stay away from that. But I think that our economy can benefit from higher paying jobs. I don't think that's controversial to say.
All we have to do is look at housing to know that, Don.
Completely. And look, this type of thing can make some of those things tougher because more people with more money means they can afford bigger houses and some of those things that go along with it. However, there are people who, for instance, somebody who might be working at Amazon for $15 an hour, they may be able to go through an apprenticeship program, learn how to manufacture chips and go from making, you know, what is $15 an hour annualized, like $35,000 a year. They could go from $35,000 to $110,000 with some training. That's a big difference in somebody's quality of life. And so in the 80s and 90s, Micron and HP, along with Simplot and Albertsons, were the drivers of our economy here. They still are to some degree, but that has tapered off a little bit as our economy has diversified and gotten larger. This, I think, will start to bring us back to an era where Micron jobs are something that's an even bigger factor in the Boise Valley economy.
Don, I need to wrap up, but I do want to know very quickly, when do we expect this plant to be up and running? I mean, they have to build it.
Yeah, the $15 billion is to be spent between now and 2030, so it's going to take a while. I will say that last week we reported that Micron is going to build, as far as I can tell, the largest office building in Idaho with seats for up to 2,000 workers. That work will probably start next year. I would guess that the fab plant, and in fact, a Micron official told me earlier this month that they would start to get working on building before they told us where it was, that they would start to get working on that by late this year or early next year. So I think we'll see dirt turning, as people in the construction industry say, real soon. When it will open, I think we're probably a couple of years away.
All right. Appreciate your reporting on this, Don.
Thanks, Gemma, for having us on. I always appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Don Day. He's the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, talking about Micron Technology, which today announced it would build a new $15 billion computer chip manufacturing plant in Boise. And give a follow to BoiseDev.com.